For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Tigers are purring and the Swans on the slide. Hello, welcome to the Monday Waffle. My name is Jake Batrick. Joining me this week, a couple of lovely ladies, Eloise Walsh and Josephine McDonald. Girls, how are we going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, great.
Great.
Love the intro
Yeah.
The Tigers are clever. Purring.
They're purring ahead of the finals, absolutely. Well, speaking of purring into the finals, we're going to get stuck into that match first, guys. It was the Tigers over the Sharks. They defeated them 18-7 to 12-8, 115-80. So 35-point win to the Tigers, which gets them into the top five just. So, guys, it was pretty crucial that the Tigers got
It was. I mean, East Freo, safe to say, they're in a bit of a rut. They headed to the showgrounds on a 10-game losing streak, so they kind of needed this one.
Yep.
Didn't quite get there in the end.
Look, they did okay. They held on for a little bit, but then apparently in the fourth quarter, they went home.
They did.
That generally ruins your game if you leave the ground.
It was unbelievable. Midway through the third term, the Sharks had a 5-goal lead over the Tigers, and then something pretty remarkable happened. The Tigers kicked 10 goals in a row to put themselves back in front and got the job done very easily in the end. But the scoreboard doesn't really reflect the game itself. The Tigers were pretty ordinary in the first half.
It was neck and neck, and East Freo were leading at half time, and they were pretty convincing.
They were. I mean, Claremont just fiddled around with the ball too much, and the Sharks just took their chances a lot better. But as we know, Claremont, well, they needed to win to get into the top five again, so they did that, and yeah, looked pretty crucial heading into next weekend, which we'll get to shortly.
I do have to apologise. Last week I had a bit of a go at the East Freo defenders, specifically and namely Matthew Jupp.
Yep.
I did tell him to go home and take a good hard look at himself in the mirror. I don't think that was fair. It's not supportive and it's not constructive. Matthew, what I think you should do now, looking at this week's game, go home. If you're feeling bad about yourself, have a look at how Australia did in the Ashes. Comparatively, you're just brilliant, really.
I love it. Okay. I'm not really sure where to go from there.
I'm just trying to support them. I'm here for East Freo.
We'll have a look at the best plays for both sides. It was, you know, we had the commentary team in the box for this game, and they were saying throughout the day that the Tigers have the weapons to go pretty deep into the finals, but at the moment, their forward line structure isn't really working too well. I mean, Beaumaster kicked six, but that was pretty much after half time anyway. So, you know, Tigers need to get that ball movement into the forward 50 and really isolate. They've got three tall forwards, Beaumaster, Mark Seabee, and Darcy Cameron. And once they're isolated one-on-one, they're probably the three best tall forwards in the comp. So if the Tigers can do that more often instead of doing it in the last quarter like they did on the weekend, then they'll go pretty deep into September. The other goal kickers, Jack Bradshaw, Darcy Cameron kick two, along with Corey Yeo, then Tate, Ledger, Beek, Davies, Neitz, and CB all kick singles. Josh, have you got the goal kickers for the Sharks? Have I just put you absolutely on the spot there?
Oh, well, I thought Elo was our go-to Sharks gal
okay.
for this week.
I like it. Yeah, Elo.
I'm not your go-to anything when it comes to football. Mate, I am just here for the coffee.
I have to say, though, Mitch Andrews was terrific in the ruck for the Tigers as well. He had 21 possessions and 34 hit-outs.
Yeah, he was very dominant on the day.
If you're after goal kickers for East Freo, you've got two from James Bristow. I think that's how you say his name.
Yep.
Two from Matthew Bannister.
Yep.
Four from Brandon Ellis,
so
he's done
very
well
good
there. One from Robert Young, one from Brock O'Brien, and one from Mitchell Boyle.
Yeah, Bristow was on fire early, and that's not a dig at his hair colour. He was just really dominant in that first quarter. So, look, another shining light for the Sharks, but they just couldn't run out the game in the end. So disappointing for the Sharks. They're, well, we've known for a while they're not going to be playing finals.
No.
This year, I caught up with midfielder Thomas Ledger from the Tigers to get his thoughts on what was a very dominant display from the Tigers.
Tom, 30 touches today, ripping game by you. You know, you'd be happy with that leading up to finals.
Yeah, well, it's nice to be in form, but more importantly, I think we were down and out at half time, 26 points down, and not looking too good. So probably not the way we want to be playing, but credit to the boys, we got back into it. So yeah, we've got a pretty massive game next week.
And crucial win for finals aspirations. What did the coach say at half-time or three-quarter time to get you boys up and about?
Well, at half-time, we were kicking long to their plus one a lot. Weren't moving the ball, we didn't have enough marks. And 53 marks to 38 at half-time their way. So we need to get over 100 marks a game. We only had 35 at 38 at half-time. So control the ball by foot in the back half and then lower our eyes more inside 50 rather than blazing away. That's pretty much the message. I think our effort was there the first half, just our method was not. So.
And what does a win like this do for the group with finals approaching? Swans lost today, so you guys are in the five now. It's got to get the confidence up a bit.
Yeah, the second half was good. It's a shame we didn't play that in the first half. Probably won by 10 goals, but I think we're 9-9. Not sure if Swans are 9-9 as well. Pretty much we've got elimination final next week with them. The winner probably plays finals and the loser doesn't. So to finish off the game well like that, hold us, really, really good stead going to next week.
Now, the important thing we need to get to now is next week's game involving Claremont and Swan Districts at Steel Blue Oval. Now, ladies, I'm not sure if you've seen the ladder or not, but it's pretty interesting reading.
Yeah, Swans really need that win
to
get up.
You're right,
sorry. I've had too much water and coffee this morning.
Worried about you.
Always dangerous when you forget how to breathe.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it's so essential to living is just the exhaling and the inhaling.
I mean, you really don't want to choke like East Freo in the last quarter, do you?
I like it. Now, what we were saying before, Claremont and Swan Districts play each other this weekend. The winner will probably play finals. Now,
it's very close.
It's a little bit complicated. So Claremont will play Swan Districts next weekend and then West Perth in the final round of the season. Swan Districts play Claremont this weekend and then have the bye. So Swans need a win. If they win, they will go back into the five and then Claremont have to win against West Perth. So it's just going to be one of the all-time classics. Ladies, who do we reckon is going to win?
I'm going to go with Swans.
Swans?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a tricky one. I don't think Claremont convinced me enough after this round. And I think that Swans at home are a bit of a weapon. So I think I'll have to go with Swan Districts as well.
What was it last week? They beat Subi at home, didn't they?
Yep, by 1 point.
By 1 point. So there you go. Look, I like your style of thinking there, Josie, but I'm going to go with the Tigers because I just think structurally they're better than Swans. Mm. And they got a real big bake at the end of the game when I was in the rooms, the Tigers. So I think they're going to be up for it on Saturday. But we'll have to wait and see who's playing finals after next weekend.
Exciting.
Exciting. Ooh, jinx.
From the studios of ECU, you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
The Royals got the job done over Peel on Sunday by 32 points. They won 13-16-94 to 8-14-62. Mark Reddings joins us to run us through the match yesterday. Good morning, Mark. How are you going?
Good morning, Jake. Yes, it was pretty convincing by East Perth, wasn't it? Particularly in that third quarter, they kicked 6-2. And what it does mean, for the double chance and for a home final, the Royals jump up to third position ahead of Peel. So they swapped places after yesterday's result and just starting to flex their muscle of East Perth at the right time of the season.
Yeah, headline in the West today reads, Flag Heartbreaks Drive Old Royals. Do we have another flag contender on our hands, Mark?
Oh, no doubt. Look, I don't think you can say that Subiaco are across the line by any means. West Perth's playing really good footy. They've got a great record against the Lions, so they'll fancy their chances there. And East Perth, you have to remember, when they've played a couple of these grand finals, it's been wet and slippery, and that hasn't really suited their taller side. So I think if they can get some decent weather in September, and of course the other factor here that must be included is that Fremantle and West Coast look like they'll go deep into their finals campaign, which will mean players that are on the fringe will be still looking to impress and trying to get up to the next level. So East Perth very much in the mix for the premiership again. So in my mind, I think Subi, West Perth and East Perth are three clubs I think that deserve to be bracketed as one. Subiaco, of course, with that three-game advantage on top, deserve outright favouritism. But there are some pretty handy chasers looking to pinch that flag.
Yeah, speaking of fringe players, well, Will Schofield was subbed out in the Derby yesterday. Tom Barras, well, his form is pretty timely. He shut down Peel forward Matt Tabiner and took 9 marks. Is he another one to step up for the Eagles potentially next week, do you reckon?
Yes, no question. He's got to be in the mix, and they've obviously lost a lot of key defenders this year, the Eagles. So to have Tom Barras in decent form, and he almost took the mark of the year yesterday as well. So he's a player that goes for his marks. He's been really good defensively for East Perth. Obviously, it's a tough step up. The Bulldogs will be a different proposition because they're not such a tall side. So maybe the Eagles will have to readjust. They've done really well all year, obviously, to cover the loss of the likes of Brown and McKenzie. So obviously with Jeremy McGovern still on the sidelines, they might have to find another soldier. But what we've seen from the Eagles, they'll be able to do that. And Tom Barras may well be part of the squad come Friday afternoon.
Now, look, it was a minor slip-up for Peel yesterday. They face Perth next week, and East Perth have the bye. Look, it's pretty important Peel find some form ahead of what should be their first ever finals campaign.
Absolutely. They've won 4 straight heading into yesterday's game, so wouldn't read too much into it. They lost by 32 points, which I think might have flattered them because they were held goalless in the first quarter, and really they didn't get their game going at all. Their kicking for goal was deplorable, 8 goals, 14. And as you said, the likes of Tabiner really only got into the game late. Ayuga was pretty good with 3 goals, but I'd expect plenty of performances to be improved on what we saw yesterday from Peel. They're a better side than what they showed.
And finally, Mark, who can we catch on 7 this weekend in the Waffle?
We have a break in the Waffle this weekend, so time to regather and load up for the finals. So some really important matches, obviously. The likes of Subiaco to try and keep their top spot. They host East Fremantle. Swans and Claremont's the match, which really has some ramifications for the top 5. Swans currently in 6th position and Claremont 5th. So with regards to finals, that's the match which probably has the most importance.
Always a pleasure, Mark, and we'll catch you next week on the Monday Waffle.
Thanks, Jack.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
West Perth all but secured a second position on the ladder and a double chance in the finals, defeating Swan Districts 14-12, 96 to 11-9, 75. It was, well, there's been a bit going on off field for the Falcons with the TV stuff. They've been threatened, girls, to be kicked out of the finals just because they're sponsored by Channel 9. I mean,
can't believe that.
This is just ridiculous.
Hang on a second, but Channel 9 have been rolling promos for the Falcons.
Hmm.
I've seen a few of those, so I'm not really sure what's going on.
Yep, they're entitled to do that.
Yeah. You shouldn't punish sportsmen for a contractual agreement. That's ridiculous.
Nah.
It's blokes with big pockets being schoolyard bullies, and it's just so immature.
And the people who miss out are the players who are working their butts off every week to turn up to the games.
Mm.
Exactly. And, Falcons have worked hard, but also what about all of their supporters who aren't able to go to the ground and see their team play, especially if you make the finals, like, mate.
Yeah, I mean, West Perth have the largest membership. They have attracted the biggest crowd this year, which wasn't even able to be televised because Channel 7 are, I mean, they're great people and we love what they do, that's for sure. But, I mean, this stuff is just so immature. Anyway.
Out of control.
Let's not get bogged down in the details because it is a very complicated issue. But now, there's a few regular names we've heard a lot this year on the Monday Waffle that got the job done for the Falcons. Aaron Black had 32 touches and 2 goals, 14 marks as well, playing on the wing. So
very impressive.
Very, very impressive. Trent Manzoni, 30 disposals. Jay Van Berlo, the skipper, a solid 22 disposals. 5 hit-outs for Jay, which is interesting. Must have been going third man up. West Perth ruckman Chris Coonan, 16 disposals, 38 hit-outs and a goal. He doesn't get on the goal-scoring sheet very often, so well done to him.
Mm.
And, yeah, other than that, it was a pretty even spread for the Falcons. The Swans, well, Matt Reggio doing what he does best, 27 disposals, 4 tackles, 19 kicks. Aaron Ilari, 27 disposals. And Ryan Davis, 25 disposals and a goal. So the Swans were close. It was a bit close, but no cigar for the Swans. They did try. It's just if you don't score a goal in the last quarter, it's probably safe to say that's going to do you in at the end of the day.
Well,
isn't
it's not even that. If you don't score a goal in the last quarter and the other team score 4,
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're probably going to lose.
All over Red Rover.
Absolutely. Now, looking ahead to next week for these two teams, ladies and gentlemen, we have, well, as we said before, Swan District's host Claremont. We did mention that briefly. West Perth travel down to Fremantle Oval to face the Bulldogs. So, girls, what do we reckon?
Going with the Falcons.
Yeah, yep. I'm going to stick with Josie, as per usual. Just go with Josie's.
Bloody sisters.
Yeah. Doing it for themselves.
Yeah, look, I'm also going to agree with you. I'm going to join the sisters because I reckon the Falcons are going to absolutely flog the Bulldogs next weekend. You heard it here first.
It's a bit cold.
The Monday waffle.
I'm Dennis Cometti. If I'm listening to the Monday waffle, then you should be too.
Minor Premiers Subiaco comprehensively thumped a fairly woeful Perth by 93 points at Lathlane Park on Saturday. It didn't all go the way of the Lions, with Wooden Spooners Perth putting in a brave first quarter performance to lead by two. But from there it was plain sailing for the away side, Subiaco showing why they've been the competition's standout team this year. Sam Menegola was superb for the Lions, as he has been since his return from injury in round 11. The 23-year-old controlled the midfield with 32 touches, 9 inside 50s and a goal. Matt Boland added plenty of scoreboard pressure too, kicking 5 goals. Callum Wally fought hard for the home side, kicking 4 goals, while Aidan Tropiano and Liam McKenna had 28 and 27 disposals respectively. Subiaco running out eventual winners 22-15-147 to the Demons 8-6-54. Kyle Halligan was brilliant for the Lions, booting 6 goals in an intelligent display. He spoke to Monday Waffle reporter Claire Dell.
So at the beginning of the first quarter, it looked like it was going to be a much closer game. What did the coach say to fire you guys up?
Scully just got in our minds that Perth were coming off a good win against East Freo, and they were just playing on confidence. So we just couldn't really take it easy on them, just because we beat them by 133 points last time, that we couldn't just walk out and just expect the same thing. So, you just got in our heads that it's just going to be a hard-fought game. We just have to get over the top of them early and just back our fitness in to run over the top of them, I guess.
Do you think that there can be kind of a sense of complacency when you're playing against a team like Perth?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, teams just can get ahead of themselves really easy, and that's when, obviously, the other teams that you expect to beat so easily just come back and give you a bit of a surprise.
Now, you had a great game yourself, kicked 6 goals, which is incredibly impressive. Have you guys changed things up at all going into the finals, or is it business as usual?
No, just still business as usual. Just make sure we're sticking to the structures. We know that if we stick to a structure, you'll play the next week as well. It's not all on individual performances. So if you do play your role in the side, then you'll keep playing well.
The Demons will host Peel Thunder next week, while Subiaco played the Sharks at Medibank Stadium. This has been Josh Money for the Monday Waffle.
If you like footy, you'll love us. It's the Monday Waffle.
Ladies, it's time for you to get your tips out for me and everyone. So
it's inappropriate.
I'm so sorry. You got to be so careful. Pretty much already done half of them. We went through Swan Districts v Claremont. We all decided... No, you decided LO Swans.
Yeah, so did Josie, didn't she?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I went for the Tigers.
Mm-hmm. And we all went Falcons. We
did.
So the rest we have is Perth hosting Peel at Lathlane Park.
Pretty. Well, I'm probably going to go with Peel.
Yeah, Thunder. You've
made the mistake last week to tip Demons. Week. And they've just... Yeah, they've done me wrong.
And the Battle of the Co-Tenants, Subi and East Perth at Medibank Stadium. A replay of last year's grand final, and after this weekend, maybe a preview of this grand final. Maybe. Just speculating, putting the feelers out for the final.
You've got to be so careful.
Yeah.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket,
Jack. The Lions, I think.
Yeah.
For me.
Subi. Yeah, sure.
They've got to really start gearing
up. We'll
go
with them.
Yeah, I'm just going to stick with Jose on this one. She seems to know what she's doing.
And in terms of the tipping ladder,
it seems to.
In terms of the tipping ladder, I'm pretty sure Josh can't be beaten from here.
Ugh.
Unless he forgets to tip. Anyway, he's
hoping.
He's on top of me on 56 points. I'm on 51. Then Jesse's underneath me on 50, but then he's on top of Claire, and Claire's on 49. And then it's Josie, you're also on 49. Nicole is on top of Jared on 45, 41, and Mark on the bottom on 37. So
poor Mark.
This tipping ladder is getting a little bit irrelevant now because Josh has been on top for so long. I wish he'd give someone else a turn on top. But,
it's rude. It's rude.
So he doesn't like going on the bottom.
No, he doesn't.
He's a selfish tipper.
He is. He's a...
Sometimes it's everyone else's turn, Josh.
just
learn how to share.
Give everyone else a little bit of love once in a while. Girls, it's been an absolute belter today. Thank you so much for joining me.
No worries. Time Always flies. A pleasure.
Time flies
Sometimes
when you're having
a pleasure.
Fun. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week on the Monday Waffle.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.